Chapter 5, Mishnah 4, Ein chamer yaitzeh b'madas, and a donkey may not go out with a cushion that's covering on its back. B'zman she'ein a kushir, if it's not tied to the animal. Right, we mentioned this in the reverse previously. Right, because we worried it'll come loose, it'll fall off, and then you might come and pick it up and carry it in the public domain. The little bazug is also can't go out with a bell around its neck. Afal pi shu pakuk, even if the bell is stopped up, so that it doesn't make any sound, and the reason being over here is that it looks like it's going to marketplace to be sold. So the bell, you can't go out with a bell around its neck. Velo basulim shabat sarin, also can't go out with a ladder yoke on its neck. They used to put something around its neck if it had a wound on it. You know, the animals like pick the wound with their mouth. So they would put this ladder yoke on to stop it from picking the wound with its mouth. So it can't go out with a ladder yoke on its neck on Shabbos. Lobert sir, shebaragla, and also not with a strap on its legs. If its legs were rubbing together when it walks, so sometimes they would tie a leather strap around the legs so that they wouldn't rub together when they walk. Can't do that. Chickens may not go out with cords that are tied to them, and this was for marking them so that they wouldn't become mixed up with other chickens. The law, but also not with straps on their legs which are tied to them so that they won't jump up and break vessels and that kind of thing. Can't go out with that on Shabbos. Also, male rams can't go out with a wagon underneath their tail. If they had very large, fat tails, they used to tie something to the bottom of the tail so that it wouldn't drag over stones and rocks when the animal walked. Some kind of like wagon, you know, I don't know if it really had wheels on it, but that thing also, the animal can't go out with that on Shabbos. Vayna rechelim yutzis chanus, also the animals, the ewes may not go out with a nostril chip, which was something that they put in the sheep's nostril to make it sneeze, and apparently that helped get the worms out. If it sneezed. And he also, interesting, he brings over here that they didn't need to do this with the rams because they battered heads when they were sparring, and therefore these worms would come out of the nose anyway. So they needed it with the females. Also, a small calf may not go out with a small yoke that they put on it to teach it to carry a yoke. Can't go out with it on Shabbos. Lopara ba'or hakupa, also not a cow with a hedgehog skin. Interesting, they would take a hedgehog skin, tie it around the udder so that the spikes were there, and that would prevent anything from coming and suckling from the udder. Because so that would tie a hedgehog spike around its udder. We're getting farming lessons here. Also, a calf may not go out, may not go out with a strap between its horns. And this strap between its horns was something that was used either as a marking or to control the animal. And then he brings that the cow of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah used to go out with a strap between its horns. And this was not with the consent of the sages. The sages did not agree with him that he could take his cow out with this strap between its horns.